Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, so the Tony nominations just came out, I mean, like 2 hours ago. So this is hot off the press. I'm still trying to digest it all, so stick with me here. No surprises in Best Actor, well, at least in the top three. John Lithgow for Giant, Nathan Lane for Death of a Salesman, and Daniel Radcliffe for Every Brilliant Thing. I'm glad to see Mark Strong in there for Oedipus. Any surprises or snubs? Well, perhaps at the starry names like John Bernthal in Dog Day Afternoon, which did not do well, by the way, and Adrian Brody for Fear of 13, well, they were both excluded. Actresses included Leslie Manville for Oedipus. As soon as I saw that play a long time ago, I said she deserved the Tony. Carrie Coon is up for Bug, written by her husband. And I'm thrilled that both Rose Byrne and Kelly O'Hara are up for their Noel Coward show. They were hilarious. Snub among the women? Yeah, I think it's a big one. Lea Michele was not nominated for Chess, for musical. Anyway, the revival of Ragtime got many nominations and will win a few, though there is Cats, the Jellicle Ball, to contend with this year. Another show that got a lot of nominations is Liberation, which has just won the 2026 Pulitzer Prize for Drama for Best Wall. That one made its world premiere off-Broadway debut at the Roundabouts Theater and later appeared on Broadway at the James Earl Jones Theater. Liberation marks Bess Wall's first Pulitzer win. She will receive a prize of $15,000. Congrats on that. Meanwhile, the Off-Broadway League has announced winners in 19 categories for the 40th annual Lucille Lortel Awards. And no, I'm not going to announce 19 categories. I will say that leading the pack is Brian Quijada and Nigel D. Robinson's musical Mexodus. You must be sick of me extolling this one by now. But it did just earn 4 awards, including wins for Robinson as Outstanding Lead Performer in a Musical and David Mendizabal as Director. The Outstanding Play Award went to Studio Seaview's staging of Jordan Tannehill's Prince F It, you know what I mean. An Outstanding Revival went to New World Stage's production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, written by the late, great William Finn. God, I revisited that one recently, and I laughed from start to finish. Mona Pimos, I'm assuming you know David Greenspan, was awarded Outstanding Solo Show. Left out there, I think, are two big names from other mediums, Sean Hayes and John Krasinski. As you know, this has been a season of big names hitting the stages. One more, now off-Broadway, Tony Danza, who stars in a play called Broken Snow. I believe it's at stage 71. And the always outstanding Encores just announced its 2027 series lineup, including You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which I think was the first show I ever took my little boy to, Hallelujah Baby, and Kiss of the Spider Women. They follow a 3-week run of In the Heights by a guy named Lin-Manuel Miranda. You know that name? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, all those shows are at New York City Center, of course. Big news about some admired actresses on the way. Laura Linney, a 5-time Tony nominee, will return to Broadway next spring in David Hare's new play, Montauk. In the play, about a relationship between two artists, Linney will portray a writer who becomes entangled with a painter in Manhattan and on Long Island. Directed by the great Daniel Sullivan, Montauk will be presented at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater by Manhattan Theater Club. That's one of 4 nonprofits with Broadway houses. And this one has folks excited. Evita, yeah, remember that one? Starring Rachel Zegler, is going to open on Broadway in 2027. This is a reimagined production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's iconic musical, and it's been a big hit on London. Another one from the West End is coming. The musical The Curious Case of Benjamin Button will make its New York debut this fall at the Public Theater. That one starts October 8th and runs through November 15th. As a reminder, it tells the story of a man who ages in reverse. The story has been adapted for the stage for 15 actor musicians. That piece received glowing reviews in London. Eric Roth won the Oscar for the script for the movie. As for what's new on Broadway now, well, the one that's getting the most attention is director Michael Arden's world premiere of The Lost Boys. It's getting strong notices, and I believe it was just Tony nominated for a new musical. It's a very weak category, it seemed, with Schmigadoon the likely winner there. Anyway, let me end where I began with those nominations. My favorite, June Squibb, got one for Marjorie Prime. She's the oldest nominee ever, 96 years young. And when I saw it, I don't think she missed a cue. Anyway, I remain far off Broadway on the West Coast. I've got a few shows to see this week, and I hope you have some in your hood, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.